720. WGN on the road with Dame, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studios. High atop Chicago, a beautiful weekend to get out and talking a little bit about a barbecue, some backyard stuff, some grilling. But it is always a great opportunity, and for 91 years, to get out to Italian Village in studio with us. He's not only got great food, great history, and the iconic location and all of that that's going on at Italian Village, but coming up, the 21st annual Ferrari Fest is as well. He's the GM. It's Joe Deiniger. Joe, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So let's talk a little bit about it. I mean, I know a little bit about the restaurant business. You know, of course, restaurant radio, we had that nationally syndicated show, 65 stations around the country, talking with not only food personalities, but also restaurant personalities, people working in the industry around the country. And the restaurant business is hard. It's the kind of thing that people are super passionate about. If you're hardwired to do it, you can't do anything else.
Right.
People love it and are devoted to it. But it's one of the toughest businesses out there. And to be part of Italian Village, it has been so beloved, so well received. And that love goes back and forth, right, for that many years. That's quite an achievement.
Yeah, it's an amazing operation. The family is wonderful. It is a very difficult business, but at the end of the day, it's very rewarding to be able to take care of so many people, make them satisfied, give them a good meal. And, of course, there's traditions of people coming in, many generations. We've got great food. And as you mentioned, the Ferrari Fest is a great opportunity for us to showcase our food and our cars.
We're going to be talking about the cars a little bit later and probably in that next segment. But as far as Italian Village, you know, what is it? Chicago is a place that has great food. It is, you know, we always like to say, you know, it is the best restaurant town in the country. You know, you got New York. It used to be just like New York, San Francisco. Maybe people throw New Orleans in there. Chicago supplanted right now as undeniably one of those best. And when it comes to Italian food, we've got a lot of great stuff here. You mentioned memories, and I know, and we'll talk about that. If you had to kind of pinpoint one or two things for Italian Village, what has been kind of the testament to not only their staying power, but success?
Well, the success is just that we all work together as a team. It's an amazing operation. You know, we've got long-term employees. We've got a bartender that's been there for 60 years. Started when he was 18, when you were allowed to pour alcohol, when you didn't have to be 21.
Wow.
We've got office staff that's been there for over 50 years. And we have new people that have just been there for maybe 5 weeks. So you get in there and you become an owner. It's an ownership. And it's in your blood, this business. You can't get out of it. It's a unique situation. I wouldn't know how to do anything else, to be honest with you.
Well, you don't need to do anything else. You've got a home there, and of course, it's been a home to so many different things. Man, 60 years, you can't... That is a testament, I think, to things going right. Not only a place that people feel at home and welcoming, but also a place where people can thrive, right, along with the business as well. We mentioned it a couple times, memories. And I think that's one, if you had to think of it from the outside in, is you have multiple generations there, and it becomes a place where people create not only great dining experiences, but also those memories, right? They have their birthdays there, their anniversaries there. It becomes really a part of the family for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, we have three restaurants in the building. It gets confusing. It's the Italian Village complex.
Right.
We have the Village upstairs, which is the oldest of the restaurants. It'll be 1927 open, and then we have our Vivere on the main level, which is our fine dining regional contemporary Italian restaurant, and the lower level is our more of an Italian chop house style La Cantina. So we like to say once you get in the building, you're not going to get out. You're going to be able to eat somewhere.
It sounds ominous. I mean, that's great, man.
Or take a tour of Italy for the day. Start in one restaurant and finish, you know, at night down in the other.
I'm not a marketing professional, but maybe like once you get in the building, you won't want to leave, as opposed to like you won't be able to get out. Right. Either way, you're going to be there for a while, and you're right there at 71 West Monroe. And when it comes to the kind of things that are bringing people not only there, but bringing people back, is it one of those that's not broke, don't fix it? You have, you know, traditional standbys that people love. And then you mentioned the three different restaurants have a little bit of kind of a take on things in each one. Are you trying to like build in some kind of new things and maybe some new perspectives?
Yeah, we do. We, you know, the Village we keep was not going to change. We keep it the way it is. The architecture in that building is in the restaurant is the same it's been since 1927. Vivere is kind of our newest of the restaurants where we do try new food. We have really trendy food in terms of Italy. The current trends in Italy reflects on that menu. The other two Village and Cantina, we leave the old school recipes on it. We've retooled some of the recipes, of course. But, you know, we've got, you know, traditional recipes that we claim. Chicken Vesuvio was first started there.
Yeah.
The cannelloni, the manicotti on the menu. We're, you know, we claim the fame that it was brought over from Alfredo Capitini from Italy.
I mean, the history, that's crazy, right? I mean, it's thing if you love those dishes and people across the country do, but to go right to the to basically the genesis of it all is important.
Oh, very important. And, you know, it's a core of the menu there is basically that, the lasagna that, you know, we have. So those things will never change. But we, you know, we have some different specials that the chefs are able to create on a weekly basis on the back of the menu. So,
yeah.
But it's fun. It's a fun environment, and to see all those people come in, you know, constantly and love the food, it's amazing.
Here's one of the things too is you get as it has been a place for people to celebrate so many family memories, so many personal memories, so many occasions right there at Italian Village. Coming up with the 91st anniversary, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Ferrari Fest. I know people are excited about that, but how do you pay tribute to 91 years? You're going to have a celebration, so let's talk about it. And then also too, this is an opportunity for, you know, as so many people celebrate their moments in the restaurant, for the restaurant to bring people in to celebrate with them.
Yes. So we will, you know, it's going to be it's always a great event, the Ferrari Fest, always. And yes, there's so many memories of anniversaries and birthdays and special occasions and prom and homecoming. All that is part of the restaurant. It's just it's an amazing thing. There's all celebrations everywhere. But only that, but people come back for the great food that we've been providing for our guests.
For sure. 91 years over there at Italian Village at 71 West Monroe. And you think, what could make it even better? It could be some amazing Italian food, of course, and then incredible Italian cars there. And not only just one or two cars. And really, that's all you see. Even around here, you know, you'll see Ferraris here and there. But it isn't the kind of thing that happens all the time. And to have a collection there of multiple cars, I think it's up to 40 or so, at least from some of the brochures. And maybe that changes on a basis year to year. So we're going to talk about it. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Joe Deiniger. He is the GM at Italian Village. They are coming up with the 21st annual Ferrari Fest at the restaurant. Stay tuned for that. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN. We are back in studio with us. We've got Joe Deiniger. He is, of course, the GM at Italian Village. They have got always so much amazing food, lots of history there as well, and coming up to the 91st anniversary of the restaurant, they're doing the 21st annual Ferrari Fest. So let's talk a little bit about the Ferrari Fest. I think anybody who likes cars, even if you don't like cars, you've got to appreciate it. I mean, they are works of art, and to have them in quantity, I think, in front of the restaurant or they're supporting the restaurant, I think is pretty amazing.
It's a truly amazing event when you see 40 to 60 cars lined up on the street of between Clark and Dearborn in front of our restaurant. Last year was our 90th anniversary, so we, in conjunction, did the Ferrari Fest and the event on the same day, and we had 71 cars.
71
Ferraris. We had to park some on Clark Street in front of McDonald's and some in front of the theater over here where Hamilton's playing. So the Ferrari Club of America has joined a relationship with us since 21 years ago, and it's a great operation and event because it's for charity. We donate everything to Lurie Children's Hospital and the Inspiration Corporation.
And we know that there are, obviously, you know, as part of this show, there's a lot of, you know, car enthusiasts and a lot of great cruise nights and car shows all around, and they bring in, I know Geneva has a great, they bring in a lot of import cars. And what you mentioned the Ferrari Club of America. It sounds as though you may even be pulling people from around or beyond the Chicagoland area. So are these all cars from Chicago?
Most of them are from Chicago. This is the chapter, the North American chapter they call it, but it's a chapter from Chicago that comes in. But there are some people that come in from other areas, and the cars range from brand new Ferraris to very old vintage Ferraris as well.
Yeah, there's no bad Ferrari.
No, there's no bad Ferrari.
The old ones are sometimes even more valuable than the very, very valuable new ones. And so a guy who you mentioned, you know, food is your life and this is what you do, you wouldn't know what else that you'd want to do is, but you know, it can stoke some passions. You see all those cars. Are there, do you have any favorites, you know, over the years seeing them? Do you have, because they do run kind of the gamut.
Yeah, they do run the gamut. Well, one year they brought one of the race cars that actually raced. I think it was a Testa. It was a very expensive car. I mean, the wheels were like, you know, looked like they were 5 feet wide. It's amazing. So that car was amazing, and it didn't even run. They took it in, went in a trailer, rolled it down, and parked it there on the street.
Yeah, once you get to a certain point in kind of the value scale, it's like that risk reward. You love to drive it, but you know, if anything happened, geez, what would you do about that? And then sometimes you don't even want to. You know, a lot of the car people, you don't want to get rain on it or anything. It just pops back in.
That's a good point. We've had great weather, and that also determines how many people will come. A lot of people don't want to get their cars wet. They want to keep them clean. But if it's a good day, they'll be there. And, from red cars to green to yellow. Yellow is my favorite color of the Ferrari to me.
Yeah, well, they're great no matter what color. I think the predominant color, and I'm just putting on my Super Psychic hat here, red. Are most of them red?
Most of them are red. Most of them are red, but so, they all sound the same when they start up and rev their engines. Oh my God.
It
goes right through you.
Yes. I mean, it is a very distinct sound, the sound of the Ferrari. And now, are they all members of the club? So people, let's see if they wanted to participate. I know the event is coming up and we're going to talk about the date. Is it the 9th that it's coming up?
It is the 9th.
Okay. Yep. So it's right around the corner. Would people have to join up the Ferrari club in order to participate, or could they just kind of bring the car out?
Most of them are all members. They can bring a car. If they contact us, we would put them in touch with Neil Osgood, who helps us run the promotion and part of the Ferrari Club of America. And he's let cars in before. But again, the biggest thing is that it's about the children. It's about the people that we donate to. The charity is very important to the family. And the donation, we'll raise $10,000 to $12,000 a day on that event. And it goes right to those to the Inspiration Corporation and Children's Lurie Hospital.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, too. The Lurie Children's Hospital, they do a lot of great work, and they have a lot of really important, I think, members of Chicago society that support them. I know Anthony Rizzo does some certain things for them as well. And so talk about that, I guess, the family's history supporting Lurie. I know that this event raises a lot of dollars for it, but what does Lurie do with it? Maybe, I guess, use some of the funds for research, supportive patients, things like that?
Yeah, they use it for research, patients, they all have children in the family. We all have children, so it's important to get that taken care of. And the Inspiration Corporation helps people in poverty and homeless people get jobs. We actually use them as volunteers to help us sell raffle tickets on the street that day, and they're part of the event. It's a great cause.
Well, let's talk about the event itself. It is coming up 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And now you got food-wise, so there's a lot of stuff to see outside. Obviously, you go inside and get some of the food. How does it work? You get a ticket, and we'll give the website out for that. We'll certainly have it up at WGNRadio.com. You get a ticket. You're able to see the cars, kind of, I guess, get your picture taken with the cars.
Yes. It's free admission to anybody. If you want to eat, you want to have our Italian buffet in the restaurant, it's $30.
Okay.
And you can have all-you-can-eat buffet inside Vivere, and we've got everything. You can see a plate of cannolis here. We'll start with dessert right now, into pizzas and all kinds of cold cuts, trays. And there's events outside. We have face painters for the kids.
Oh, nice.
People make balloons for the children. We have a live band outside.
That's awesome. Well, now, hey, I think people in their cars, and wherever they're listening are laughing at me right now that you face painters. But we've got three kids. We've got an 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And the balloon animal and the face painters goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So occasionally a gentleman will show up on his stilts. He'll walk through the, nice. Magicians. So we want to have the kids be entertained, too. So, and then we do a raffle. It's a wonderful raffle. We raffle off prizes, and it's a great, great time.
$30 is the donation per person. Children 6 and under are free, and that includes the buffet, and you got the Italian buffet, and Joe mentioned some of the different items there. Of course, wine and beer tasting, espresso, cappuccino bar, and you've got a bunch going on. The website where people can go to get tickets, get more information, and get out there and see you.
ItalianVillageChicago.com.
And then on the social media side, do you guys, I know that a lot of people probably share their meals. You probably see being hashtagged on a regular basis as people share their memories, probably Facebook living throughout the restaurant.
Yeah.
I wonder, wait, before we even get to like those, the monikers and handles for that, being a guy in the restaurant business, as a place that is such a place for memories, well, how do you feel about that? Because I'm sure people are doing it all the time. They're probably standing up and Facebook living and sending pictures.
We love it. It's great. It's great for us. I mean, to get us out there, it's a great marketing. I mean, we have Facebook, we have Instagram. So we like it. We like to see stories like that.
It is great. It's great to see it being so embraced as well by you guys, just as you have been embraced and for 91 years for Italian Village. Last time for the website for tickets and to get more information on how to participate, get out there and see you for Ferrari Fest.
It's ItalianVillageChicago.com, or you can call us at 312-332-7005, and it's 71 West Monroe Street, the big day.
Yeah, Joe Deininger, he is here with us, the GM at Italian Village. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN. What a great movie it is, right,
Gotham? Oh, you know, gosh.
720 WGN On the Road, if you're going to get on the road to see one of the greatest movies of all time. And this goes on the list for you ask anybody anywhere, and the Godfather movies are it's listed as like one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yes, indeed.
That concurrence is Joe Deininger. He's the GM at Italian Village, and they are coming up with their 21st annual Ferrari Fest. And he has been generous enough, along with the family over at Italian Village. We've got two passes. We're going to give away two tickets for two. To that, we'll give them away. We'll actually put the number out and do that now. The quiz question, though, and this is going to be kind of a tough one because there are so many different selections there that people know and love. And so the question, Joe, what is the question that people have to call in and answer?
The question is, what do you think is the number one selling best dish in the Italian Village?
And what would it be? The dish, is it something that, don't tell me what it is, but is it by value, right? Like you make the most, you sell the most dollars worth of it? Because you brought in some of the cannolis. Those right. are delicious. I got to think people eat two or three at a time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the value, and it's also the taste.
Okay.
Of what it would be. And a clue would be it's a pasta.
Oh.
How's that clue?
Okay. All right. The clue is it's a pasta. This is for two tickets. For you for Ferrari Fest 21st annual. It's coming up on the 9th of September, 71 West Monroe over there at Italian Village. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can call in. You just have to guess and be the first one to call and talk to Ashley and guess what is the most popular dish at Italian Village. And thanks, guys, and thanks, Joe, for coming in.
Thanks
for what you're doing.
Us.
Appreciate all the
thank
stuff
you.
That you're doing. And I know people are going to be calling in a second. We'll announce a little bit later on the program.
Great.
All right, we are going to take a break. After the news today, we are going to have the Street Outlaws. It's the number one most popular show on Discovery right now. No Prep Kings, they are coming to Joliet as well. So stay tuned for that. Right now, though, it is 3 o'clock in news time. The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. The news is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. Here's Bob Kessler.